Representative Nancy Mace leaves Epstein victims meeting in tears, says she suffered full-blown panic attack. By Jasmine Jordan on September 3, 2025. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, abruptly left a closed-door House Oversight Committee meeting with Jeffrey Epstein's victims on Tuesday, saying their testimony triggered a panic attack as lawmakers continue investigating the federal government's handling of the case. Mace was seen leaving the committee room in tears during the two-hour meeting with six Epstein accusers, attended by Oversight Chairman James Comer, RKY, and House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA. Mace has previously spoken publicly about her own experience as a sexual assault survivor. As a recent survivor, not 2 years in, I had a very difficult time listening to their stories. Full-blown panic attack. Sweating. Hyperventilating. Shaking. I can't breathe, she wrote, adding, I feel the immense pain of how hard all victims are fighting for themselves because we know absolutely no one will fight for us. God bless all survivors. Video captured Mace wiping her eyes as she walked past reporters, declining to take questions. Speaker Johnson told the press after the briefing that members learned additional names of individuals connected to Epstein who could become part of the committee's ongoing probe. There was outrage. It was both, I would describe it as heartbreaking and infuriating. That justice has been delayed so long, Johnson said. The meeting occurred as bipartisan pressure grows to release federal files related to Epstein. Reps. Thomas Massey, RKY, and Ro Khanna, DCA, have launched a discharge petition requiring 218 signatures to force a House vote compelling the Department of Justice to make the files public. Mace has signed the petition, along with fellow Republican reps Lauren Boebert, CO, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, GA. Massey reposted Mace's statement online, thanking her for supporting the survivors of Epstein's sex trafficking ring by signing the discharge petition today to release the Epstein files. The initiative follows Khanna's comments on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, where he previewed an explosive September 3 press conference featuring 10 Epstein victims, some of whom have never spoken publicly, calling for full transparency. Mace's emotional departure comes amid her ongoing campaign for South Carolina governor, where she has emphasized policies focused on protecting women and children. Earlier this year, she delivered a speech in the House revealing what she described as heinous crimes committed against her and other women, citing evidence she uncovered involving her former fiancé. On Wednesday, Mace responded to criticism that her reaction had drawn attention away from the victims. Quoting a post accusing her of making every situation about yourself, Mace replied, "Survivors survive and live to make a difference whether you like it or not. I'm unmoved by your pathetic antics to hurt women and kids. Still waiting for you and other Dems to support any of the legislation I've drafted to protect women and children. So until then, honey. Sit. Back. Down."